One Voice Recordings presents The Casebook of Sherlock Holmes, The Adventure of the Sussex Vampire by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. With all character roles portrayed by David Ian Davies, this recording is copyrighted 2004 by One Voice Recordings. All rights, including broadcast and public performance, are reserved by the copyright holder.
Holmes had read carefully a note that the last post had brought him. Then, with a dry chuckle, he tossed it over to me.
For a mixture of the modern and the medieval,
of the practical and the wildly fanciful, I think this is surely the limit.
What do you make of it, Watson?
I read as follows. Re-vampires. Our client, Mr. Robert Ferguson, of Ferguson and Muirhead, tea brokers of Mincing Lane, has made some inquiry from us, in a communication of even date, concerning vampires. As our firm specializes entirely upon the assessment of machinery, the matter hardly comes within our purview, and we have therefore recommended Mr. Ferguson to call upon you, and lay the matter before you. We have not forgotten your successful action in the matter of Matilda Briggs. We are, sir, faithfully yours, Morrison, Morrison, and Dodd.
Matilda Briggs was not the name of a young woman, Watson. It was a ship, which is associated with the giant rat of Sumatra, a story for which the world is not yet prepared.
But what do we know about vampires, Watson? Does it come within our purview either?
Now, anything is better than stagnation. But really, we seem to have been switched on to a Grimm's fairy tale. Make a long arm, Watson, and see what V has to say.
I leaned back and took down the great index volume to which he referred. Holmes balanced it on his knee, and his eyes moved.